guys. Welcome to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. I'm Lance Carter. Casey LeBeau plays Kate, a member of the Denali clan of vampires in the Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn 1 and 2. She's only briefly seen in Part 1, but in the upcoming sequel, you're not going to miss her. Her character not only romances the Great Leap Paces' Garrett, but, more importantly, helps teach Bella how to use her newfound powers. Even though she said she wasn't allowed to tell me too much about the film, she did say that she thinks the fans are going to be really happy. Casey went to the American Academy of Dramatic Arts West, a place that she loved, the best therapy ever, she said. Right after graduation, she landed an agent, a pilot for NBC, and now is in one of the most beloved film series ever. I talked to Casey about working on Breaking Dawn, how she got her part, working with the cast, and one bad audition. Don't forget to pick up your copy of Breaking Dawn Part 1. It's on DVD and Blu-ray right now. I really do appreciate it when you support the advertisers. Every little click does help. And don't forget, we also sell casting director and agent mailing labels and have a bunch of other cool actor services available. You can check all of that out on the site, dailyactor.com. And now, here's Casey.
How cool is it to be involved in a set of films that people are just nuts over?
Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Surreal, awesome, intimidating, magical. Should I keep going?
That's good. Yeah.
I was very, very nervous when I first got, you know, to Louisiana. I think a little overwhelmed. I totally was like shaky and had the jitters and I was felt freaked out. But everybody was so there to do their job, and I was put at ease very quickly by everybody.
How much has this helped your career? Like, are you auditioning for a ton of things now? I mean, is it easier for your agent or manager to get you in the door for like bigger, huge things?
You know what? I think that in some ways yes, and in some ways no. I think that when the second one comes out and I have more of a significant part, mm-hmm. that it will make more of a difference. Oh, let me rephrase that. I hope that when the second one comes out and I have a more significant role, that it will make a bigger difference. But it's been sort of status quo. Well, maybe a couple of things that I wouldn't have gotten into before, but... yeah.
So tell me about your audition for Twilight.
You mean the five of them?
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah, go ahead. I'll just sit back.
It took three... No kidding. It took... Get comfortable. It took 3 months of them bringing me in and out and, you know, come in with straight hair. Here's some different lines. We need to see it again. Can you do this? And I was pulling my hair out and told... I was going to quit, actually. I had come to the consensus at a certain point that, as I was crying on the floor of my shower, that I was not equipped for this kind of pressure. So, that I was just going to throw in the towel altogether if I didn't get the job. Yeah. And I got it.
So, but like after the first audition, were you like, this is awesome, I think I did great, and then they just, like, why did they keep on calling you back?
You know, I think there were so many people that needed to get in line on a decision mm-hmm. that there was just, you know, the director, the writer, the producers, you know, all these people that had to come together and agree. And for whatever reason, initially there was some resistance from me, but I think it was Bill who Condon, the director, who really responded to me right away and fought for me.
And that's a good person to have fight for you.
It sure is.
Yeah.
I don't know for a fact, and ask him.
So the
but I will tell you this. The very first day I got on set, and because the entire audition process was video. I only read with casting.
Oh wow.
I never read for producers, I never read for the director. It was all video.
Did that make it easier? You didn't have all these people staring at you?
You know what? It did and it didn't. There was aspects of, because then I was like, well, why can't they just, you know, like, maybe if they see me, then they'll make, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the first day I got on set and I finally met Bill, the first thing he said to me was, I'm so sorry.
Your character has these powers.
Yes.
When you're auditioning, and like they give you the sides and it's like Kate has to do this so and so. Do you have to like physically do something?
You know what? In the audition, there was that the scenes were fake.
Okay.
So there was none of that, and they basically, because everything was so secret, they had you come in and read, and they didn't tell you which character you were reading for. That they said you were one of the sisters or one of these sisters, and they kind of gave you some brief, you know, light, vague description of what you were doing. But I didn't do any of the magical power stuff in the audition.
Yeah,
I just did that in on the day, as they say.
So when you're on set and it's your day to do it, do they say, okay, we want you to do this with your hands or this or that? You know what I mean? Or do you come in with a specific thing?
It was a very collaborative process between Bill, myself, Guillermo Navarro, the DP, and the special effects guys. And Stephanie Meyer had, you know, who was on set the whole time, every day.
Yeah.
And she, you know, which was really great because I got to be able to talk to her about how she wrote it, she created it, so how do you want it? And so it was like very collaborative thing.
When the creator's on set and watching you work, do you the first couple times, do you feel like, oh God, is this what she
wants? No, I was so comfortable. It was comforting to have her there because she was available for us.
So when you first get it in, like in full like makeup, and
so excited.
And you just like, so this
excited.
Is it.
I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
So badass. Like, I'm a fucking vampire right now. Excuse me.
No, go ahead. Hey. In the movies, you're working alongside people who I just think are great, like Lee Pace. I know you're.
Oh my god!
And I saw him. What was that? In Normal Heart.
Yeah.
On Broadway.
Yeah.
Man, so good.
He's such a freaking talent. It's crazy, and he's about to take over.
Yeah.
I mean, The Hobbit, Lincoln,
mm-hmm.
with Steven Spielberg, and Daniel Day-Lewis. Excuse me. Come on now. That's
yeah.
like the Holy Grail.
When you're working with like people like him and Michael Sheen, and I love Elizabeth Reeser too.
Oh, love her.
What do you, after like the shoot or even during the shoot, what do you kind of take away from them?
I think, you know, everybody's so normal and so comforting, and you're all sort of in the trenches together, and so to speak, you know,
yeah, yeah.
You know? I mean, there was a lot of long, hard days of shooting, and it can be taxing, but to watch certainly Michael handle things with such grace, and Liz, who you know has obviously done the three movies before this, so she, you know, her perspective or her way of handling things was just so like, you know, water off a duck's back.
Yeah.
And it was inspiring. I was super in awe of Kristen. She is severely talented and professional and committed, and you know, cared a lot about what was happening. And man, you know, I think she did a 10-month shoot and she worked like 6 days a week.
Oh.
That's
taxing. Yeah,
I'm gonna hand it to her, you know. So I was totally in awe of her as well. And she's so young. Like, and we forget.
And she's been,
you know?
It seems like she's been around forever. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, and then also Miana Buring, who I worked with, who played my sister, in awe of her. Amazingly talented, wonderful person. Christian Camargo, who also, I think him and Lee went to Juilliard at the same time. Christian is also a hugely talented. I mean, Bill and Deb Zane, the casting ladies at Deb Zane's office, they pulled in a fantastic cast.
Yeah, it is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what happens in your character with the next film?
I'm not allowed to say too much.
You can tell. I won't tell anybody.
But I see that red light. What are you talking about? I end up, you know, developing a relationship with Bella, which is obviously in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm helping her harness her powers. And there's a lot of cool scenes that I'm really excited about. And
yeah.
I think that the fans will be very happy.
How did you get your start?
I went to the American Academy of Dramatic Arts. And before I even graduated, I went and found myself a commercial agent. And she ended up, as soon as I graduated, she ended up sending me to a manager who started sending me out on auditions. And I booked a pilot for NBC that never saw the light of day because of the writer's strike.
Mm-hmm.
and some other reasons. But and then during right before I went to test for that pilot, I found my agency. I'm not with that management anymore. I am still with that agency.
Yeah.
Which happens.
Had you always known you wanted to be an actor?
I did. I did from a very young age, but I was always told no. So I ended up following some other passions first, and then I had one of those moments where I just looked myself in the mirror one day, and I was like, what are you doing? You're living a lie. This is not what you want to do. Go do what you want to do. Go study it. Go get good at it and do it.
How was the American Academy?
The best therapy I ever had in my life. I went home crying for every day for the first 3 months.
It was
brutal. But I think I'd gotten so in my shell at that point from being told no for so long. But it was great. I needed it. I desperately needed it to get myself, into my body and understanding the craft. And I think that if people can afford it, I highly recommend going and studying. I think it makes all the difference. I kick myself that I didn't, go to Juilliard or go to UCLA or something, some big, big drama program. But American Academy was great.
Do you still take classes or anything like that?
I did, I was here and there for a while, but then I got so busy that it ended up being I was canceling, and my scene partners were this is annoying, why are you even torturing, It becomes a luxury, It becomes something that you cannot do if you're super busy, and then if you can find a class that you can maybe go in once in a while and just flex the muscles. I'm still looking for that class right now, but that's what my dream.
What's the worst audition you had?
The worst audition. Well, okay. One, I'll tell you one which ended up in success and one which ended up in failure.
Okay.
I did a commercial audition to play Eve in the Garden of Eden for this Dutch insurance company. And, there was somebody, I had to be in a bikini. And there was a man that was sitting there telling me, now you see a white horse. And now there's a butterfly that lands on your hand. Ooh, there's white bunnies. You're in the Garden of Eden. And I'm in a bikini.
Yeah.
Total.
Something you do
anyway,
normally.
I ended up booking that job. And the commercial's hilarious. And a bad one was, I went in one time, and you can really sense an energy sometimes in a room of people when they maybe have already found the person they like, or they don't want you for their project. And I went in and read for the roommate, which Leighton Meester and Minka Kelly ended up doing. Mm-hmm. And the director just was glaring at me. I was like, God, that was funny. And I left, and I got a phone call from my manager, and she said, I don't know how to tell you this, but the director said that you should really stop getting your lips injected. And I went home and scanned a photograph of myself in a Minnie Mouse dress at the age of 4.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all lips, just to prove, and had them email it to casting, because I was like, no. I'm not injecting my lips. And if that's the excuse that you're using, you didn't even pay attention to my performance because you were so busy being concerned with the fact that I'd injected my lips.
You should have scanned a picture of your middle finger and then sent that.
That was
to
next.
Yeah. What's your advice to actors?
Oh, God. I still need advice. Like I said before, school, craft, go to classes. If you can't go to a school, stay in classes or find a class that really suits you and do shit that scares the shit out of you. Force yourself to do these things that are outside of your comfort zone.
And then what's coming up next after Breaking Dawn?
I have Hideaway coming out on May 25th.
Okay.
And then in April I go shoot a movie with Abigail Spencer. She wrote it. And James Franco, who he's in it and he's producing it, mm-hmm. called Wrong Number. It's a little indie romantic comedy in New York.
Cool.
Very excited about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thanks, Casey, and thank you guys for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Thanks for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.